Sinbad's friends come to visit him at his father's house. But there is nothing to eat or drink. And there are no carpets in the house. His friends soon go away.
I need some more adventures.
Thanks, Sinbad. The next morning, Sinbad finds a ship and a captain, and soon he's ready to leave Baghdad again. After a week at sea, the ship arrives at an island.
That's the island of Zugab,
says the captain. Sinbad gets off the boat and explores the island with two of the sailors. Suddenly, the sky goes black and there's a big storm. The storm takes the ship far out to sea. Sinbad and the two sailors are now the only people on the island. They climb behind some big rocks, and when night comes, they go to sleep. In the morning, they find a very big snake around them. The snake eats one of the sailors. Quickly, Sinbad and the second sailor climb a tree. They stay there all day and all night. When Sinbad wakes up in the morning, he's alone.
Oh no, the second sailor is dead too,
he thinks.
And I'm the snake's next breakfast.
Just then, Sinbad sees some wood near the tree. He climbs down the tree and he makes some armor from the wood. Then he climbs the tree again. Sinbad stays in his armor all night. The snake moves around him, but it can't eat Sinbad. In the morning, Sinbad sees a ship out at sea.
I know that ship,
he thinks.
It's my old ship.
The snake is sleeping in the sun near the tree. Sinbad quietly climbs down the tree. Then he runs to the sea. The snake wakes up and comes after him. But Sinbad runs faster and gets to the sea before the snake can eat him. Sinbad swims to the ship.
It's Sinbad,
cry the sailors.
You're a very lucky man. We have all your beautiful carpets from Baghdad.
Thank you,
says Sinbad. The ship sails home. It stops at lots of different countries, and Sinbad sells all his carpets. When he arrives in Baghdad, he has got a lot of money.